The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know what I forgot to tell people?
How to reach us.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you'd think I would do that. Like, duh. All right. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I do my best to get to all the emails. It is true. Some emails get by. I have a file of this one got by me. But then, you know, then I get new ones and it's hard to get back to those. So if you sent me an email and I didn't respond, I do apologize. I ask for your forgiveness and ask you to just resend and help a brother out. Just that simple. If you want to call the show, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. Try to do so not to try and plug your business. Try to do so to just engage in the interaction. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool, who will be on the show in the next couple of days. Sam working hard to make sure that people understand where the real estate market is, where it is likely to go, and how people can engage it without signing their life away. And his commitment is to bring not just excellent service, but to bring his authentic faith into his exchanges with people. Sam was born a Muslim and became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. A wonderful testimony. And if you're thinking about, just thinking about, man, I'm thinking about this house situation. I'm thinking 6 months. I'm thinking 12 months. And my wife and I, we try and think of those things 12 months ahead. Really. So I encourage you, if you or a friend, somebody you know in your family, your church, or your work is like seriously thinking about it, send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. I mean, I do think it's pretty fantastic that he takes 25% of his commish and gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry the people want that he's working with. I think that's cool. And I think it's cool that he helps people fix up their house and forwards up to $25,000 for them to fix up their house so that they can sell it faster. Takes the money back out at the close of escrow. And I also think it's cool that he'll come and spend time with you at your house to give you the right value. To make sure you're not losing because you put blood, sweat, tears, and tender, loving care into that house. Get in touch with Sam, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, thinksam.com. All right. How you doing, Tugboat?
Send him a Sam.
Send him to Sam. I love that.
I love that too.
We got to do some kind of jingle. Send him to Sam. You know, I don't know how it goes. Send them to Sam, send them to Sam. You know, something like that.
You're on the right track.
Yeah. So most people think, well, you're just doing that to plug. No, at this point, the button in the brain has broke. And you get whatever you get for the rest of the...
Well, as soon as you start doing the Sam Rasool spot, in my head, without even you saying it, in my head, I hear your voice saying, send them to Sam.
Send them to Sam. You know, it's just, you know, he's a great guy. I will say now for the 25 or 30,000 people that are listening, I'm sorry. That's all I've got. I got nothing. We're going to cover some territory. You know, I was going to do this one particular one called Sensible for Our Senses. And this is a good one. Now, the controversial one, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. That's a big deal. People are going to get really mad at me. And I don't try to get people mad. But before we get to there, can I do this new one? We don't have a sound for it yet, but it's called a note. We do have one. A note from Dave. It's called A Note from Dave. Here we go.
The longest continuous held note, according to Guinness Book of World Records.
Do we know what note it is? Is it like
I think it says G.
It's a G note?
This goes on for 2 minutes.
That's not going on for 2 minutes. I can promise you that. But that's good. That's a note from Dave. Oh, I hope that guy's name is Dave, because if not, we got problems. Anyway, here's what I wrote. One day at a time. You ever heard that expression? No, it's not just a television show. It wasn't even that good one. One day at a time. Why? Why one day at a time? Because there might not be a second day. Uh-oh. Wait, what? one day at a time because there might not be a second day. And that's a truth. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm trying to think the way that Jesus told me to think. That's an interesting challenge right there. I know that I've talked about this before on radio, and I know, and in this note that I wrote, I've written material like this before. The best truths need to be repeated, and this truth is a doozy. Ready? Being a worrywart is a sin. I don't know if you're familiar with warts or not. I've had a couple, right? Here's the deal. Not fun. Here's the problem. Worry draws us away from a trust in God, draws us down, puts us in a place of defensiveness, gets us into this point where we have a heightened sense of disaster. Worry is a sinful position to maintain ourselves in. I'm not convinced that a moment of worry is sin, but I am convinced that staying in the pattern when God has enabled us to not have to stay in the pattern, that's a problem. And when we're thinking about the future, because that's what worry usually is connected to, worry doesn't have to do with the past. Let me just explain this real quickly. If you're worried about something you did in the past, you're worried about what the implication is in the future. Do you understand that? If you did something wrong in the past, let's just say, just for example, just bear with me. If you robbed a bank 5 years ago, you're not worried about what happened 5 years ago. You're worried about what happens 5 minutes from now because of what you did 5 years ago. Worry always has to do with what's coming. It's what's ahead. It's what's a minute or a moment from now. Not about anything else. It's not even about the present. It's about now. It's about a moment from now. So when we're sitting there considering the future and we're doing it in fear, which helps produce that worry, we're in a sinful, anti-God position. If you understand sin as missing the mark, the Greek word hamartia, and you understand sin as anything contrary to God, anything contrary to God, then if you're looking in the future and you're looking at it with fear, that's an operation that's in contradiction with God. And we got to watch that because that's sinful. So what does Jesus tell us to do? Matthew 6, 25 through 27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? So according to Scripture, anxiety, fear, and worry do not add to our lives. The reality is they take away time from our lives. When you are operating in fear, when I am operating in fear, when we are operating in fear, when we are operating in anxiety, when we are operating in worry, we're taking something away from us. Matthew 6, 33, 34 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This illustration is fantastic. Just listen. Worry is actually a lack of faith. We can get that. Here's an oldie but a goodie illustration. Faith, which fights against worry and fear, is like manna. Do you remember the children of Israel? They were fed manna in the desert. Watch what I say. This is really important. The children of Israel received a certain amount of manna every day. So let's say for you and I, for the sake of conversation, they got a loaf of manna, like a loaf of bread. Let's just say they got a loaf of manna. Got it? That was for the day. Gotcha. All right? That was their food for the day. They were not allowed to save manna for the next day. And if they saved the manna, it would turn into maggots. They only got enough for the day, and then they had to wake up the next day and go get the next loaf of manna for that day. That's how faith operates. They had a certain amount of manna for today, and they couldn't save it for the following day. That's what faith is. You use faith for today. You don't need faith for tomorrow for this primary reason. You're not in tomorrow. You're not there. You need faith for right now. You don't know what tomorrow brings. That's the whole point. We have a certain amount of faith for the day, and we can't afford to save our faith for the future. We need to use our faith for today, today. Tomorrow is in God's hands anyway, and there isn't anything any of us can do about it because it isn't here yet. So we need to let go and let God and use our faith day by day, each and every day. And you don't save it for tomorrow. You'll get faith tomorrow to deal with tomorrow. But today is faith for today. That is what we need to function with. That is kind of how we're supposed to walk, one day at a time. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience, AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Many people today are looking for some evidence of reality, whether it's in science and technology, New Age thought, Eastern religions, or various brands of experience-oriented Christianity. But Scripture alone points us toward a genuine, secure spiritual reality. And it is the Holy Spirit who confirms that reality. The Apostle Paul put it this way, "By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body." When you were saved, the Spirit placed you into the body of Christ and came to take His residence in your life, as in all other believers. That means you don't need to look to mystical signs and experiences to verify the reality of your salvation. The very presence of the Holy Spirit in you is a constant reminder of God's promise and His work in your life.
Aptitude for a task is important, but believe me, attitude is even more important. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. When I'm able by faith to sense God's hand in my situation, my attitude will be right. I don't begin the day gritting my teeth, asking, "Why do I have to stay in this situation?" Instead, I believe that He made me the way I am, and He put me where I am to do what He has planned for me to do. Now, there's a start for you. Give it a try. It's called Blooming Where You're Planted.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
It's breaking me in two. I'll give this broken heart.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget, my friends, please don't forget that you have the opportunity to also go to hisappointment.com if you're looking for a book that maybe can help you get through just a little bit of extra struggle. Hisappointment.com would be the place to go. I also want to remind you one more time about Pastor E.O. Meekins and his show on Sunday mornings, This Is Our Prayer. It takes place 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And what Eric does, his name is Eric, by the way, and what Eric does is you call in and he prays with you. Is he a professional prayer? No, he's a brother in the Lord. I would think that's exactly what you're looking for. Somebody to agree with you in prayer about something that's going on. Somebody that might be a little bit outside your circle so that you can have some other people using their perspective, their faith. It is one of the most fascinating elements that our faith is increased when we pray for others. It's a kind of a bizarre dynamic, but it has to do with us just believing that God is generous and will be more so generous even with the person that's next to us. It's just a pretty common element. So it's called This Is Our Prayer. It's under the program guide on Sundays at 8 a.m., and you give them a call. It's the studio number here, the 866-577-2473. You call him up. His show is Donor Ordered. You know what I'm saying? Like, people give into the show and he spends time doing it. He doesn't make any money. He's not like, oh, this is an entrepreneur. Believe me, he's gone in debt over it. Trust me. But I am encouraging you to check out the show because he's got a great intercessory attitude and spirit. So if you're looking for somebody to pray, he'd be the man. I'm just letting you know. I think it's great stuff. Last thing to tell you before we get into our DDD, don't forget about my very, 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 very good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife Coral, whom are just, you know, I wish one day I can be a gospel minister like Steve is, because he's a person that takes the gospel to the four corners of the earth with no reservation. And I cannot say I can do that. It's just not in my, it has not yet been in my skill set. They're supporting rural pastors all over the world, helping them financially, helping them from an educational point of view. And that's one of the reasons we want you to go to whitefields.org, check out the ministry, and simply see if there's a connection. And if there is, connect. That's it. And if not, you know, I've done my commitment to Steve and my commitment to you. I talk about the introduction. You folks take it from there. There's nothing else I can do in that whole process. I do love that they help networking between all the ministries, and I love even more that they help with the clean drinking water for people who cannot drink anything but cesspool water because they don't have any reserves or any kind of water filter. So I like that. Whitefields.org. That's what I lifted up to you. I ask you to bless them. They're a blessing to society all over the world, taking the gospel everywhere. Let's go to to the testimony. Do we have a sound for this, my good friend? True to the
testify,
testimony.
Testify, sister. Testify, yeah. Tommy boy. Testify.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
You know, I went to a church in Phoenix, Arizona, 24th Street and Broadway. So there was a gentleman, Pastor Smith, who owned a junkyard, and then he had owned the adjoining property, and he had a church there. And my brother and I and Larry and Bruce went to that church for a while, and it was Pastor Smith, and he talked like this. Brothers, I mean, he talked with this really slow, I mean, slow sound. Was one of the most inspiring, faith-oriented processes I went through. I think I went there for 5 months. And that guy, every service he prayed for people, every person in the church. He just didn't care. He was going to stay there no matter how. He'd stay till 1 in the morning. He'd get up at 5 in the morning. He didn't care. That's commitment to the kingdom, yes? Okay. So in just understanding that, that's why we play that. Here is where I'm coming from. John chapter 19, verse 35. John 19, 35 says this, "He who saw this has testified so that you will also believe. His testimony is true, and he knows he is telling the truth. He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows he is telling the truth." He who saw this, this is John, who saw the life of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, and in the writing of this gospel at this time, the resurrection of Jesus. Can I just share with you that after John saw the life, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of Jesus, John's testimony was not the norm. It wasn't normal. How many people could walk around going, I saw this guy resurrect from the dead, right? Abnormal. But what he didn't do, watch what I'm going to say. What he didn't do was deny that he went through it, even if it didn't fit his theology, because it didn't. But he wasn't going to deny that he had something happen, and he wanted to tell people. He wanted to share about it. So here's what I have encountered in my just under 40 years of Christianity on both the Baptist and the Pentecostal side, and then squeezing everything else in between, if you don't mind. And that is, some people are fearful to share what has happened to them because they don't want to be labeled, you know, fanatical. And some people share more than happened because they're animated. So that happens on both sides. But I would think that somewhere in that balance is where we would try to be, where we're not trying to share something that is not genuine, but we're not trying to hide something that is genuine either. So whether it fits into the current box or not, I don't think has as much bearing as that if the Lord has done something in your life and it's fantastic, I would think he would expect people to share that. I don't think God does cool things in our lives for us to keep a personal record of a personal account and never share it. In other words, God does great things in your life, but he doesn't want you to keep it a secret, does he? I don't think so. So, you know, you and I need to maybe grow in our sharing of what the Lord's done in our lives. You know, sometimes when we share something that the Lord has done, it reinforces in our own mind what that experience was or what that process was. And let me explain something to you. For those that are thinking, well, that's stuff outside the Word, I'm specifically talking about the Word. Let's say you open the Bible and you're reading, and just before you were like, Lord, I really need some answers on this subject. And you open it up and you're in your devotionals, and that specific subject is addressed right there in your devotions. Statistically, that is just not going to happen. Yet it happens for Bible-believing, born-again Christians all the time. And in most cases, we simply call it answered prayer. It's amazing, and I got to give this to Lily Tomlin, who was on the Laugh-In show, where she used to say, if you talk to God, it's prayer. If he talks to you, it's schizophrenia. Like, what? Wait, you can talk to God, that's okay. He talks to you, you're schizoid? Wait, what? Does that seem proper? No. If you're sharing what happened to you with somebody, do you have to share it like you're, you know, like you're Billy Graham? No. Although I will say he is a fantastic speaker. You don't got to share it that way. You know what you got to do when you share with somebody? Just tell them what happened. Just tell them the truth. My mom was not a believer, and I had a couple things happen to me that were a little wackadoodle, and I told her. We were on an airplane one time, and she said, well, you know, why do you believe, you know, to the level that you believe? And I shared like two stories with her. Nothing weird to me, in fact, quite light from my point of view. She sat there through the rest of the plane ride with her mouth open going, what? What? She couldn't even believe it. But you know what was great about that? I didn't have to defend it because it was my mom, and she knew I was telling her the truth. She was just startled that it happened. That's one of the reasons I think towards the very end, maybe she said yes. That's a little hope that I hold on to. Maybe it's a hope you should hold on to as well. We're going to take a short break and then come back. The most controversial DDD or talk we've done on the show to date possible. I could get fired for it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church, President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Only $19 through February 1st, $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley said the world is not falling apart, the world is falling into place. You're invited to the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego with Ann Graham Lotz, Tom Doyle, Robert Mawiri, Bill Koenig, and Pastor Ray Bentley. See what the Bible says about the times in which we live. It's a free event, the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th. Details at maranathachapel.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to encourage you on a couple of things. If you want to send us an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Great way to go about that. If you're looking to do some advertisement, we got a couple of phone calls today. You just got to either call and ask for me or send me an email. You're welcome to. I'll be glad to help you coordinate that with either myself or one of our sales executives. Not too difficult to do. We've been doing really well. Things are going great. We got some cool new churches coming on, new church programming coming on. Very exciting. I love stuff like this. We're going to be doing a, Pastor Sean, Amazing Grace Church, did a comedy show. We're going to be doing one of those as well. I'm going to be talking to him, although he doesn't know it yet. I'm going to be talking to him about working with a couple other pastors. We're going to have a large concert comedy show coming later in the year that we're working towards. Everybody hold your breath. It'll be fun. You guys just don't know the old days like Isaac Airfreight. Oh, Bible junkie, stuff like that. It's the best. Anyhow, I have a subject I want to talk about. I want to be careful in how I talk about it, and I will use greater care, not for the reason that you think, but simply for the reason that my intent in communicating this story is to show that if you are unfamiliar, not familiar with Scripture, it's easy to fall into bizarre thinking patterns, even if you acknowledge that Jesus Christ lived. And even potentially if you acknowledge that he was something more than a man, but if you're not familiar with what he had to say, you can really come into some bizarre thinking patterns. So the title of this is called Muhammad and Mary Sitting in a Tree, an Islamic Cleric. And I'm not sure how this happens. And I'm really not sure why people in the Muslim faith are not freaking out but a Muslim cleric has said Muhammad will marry Virgin Mary in heaven. I am not kidding you. I am not. Go to Breitbart News right now. A cleric said that Muhammad will marry Virgin Mary in heaven. His reasoning, by the way, he is a theologian. His name is Dr. Salam Abdel Galil. And he teaches at Al-Azhar Academy in Cairo. General Director of Ministry of Religions. Okay, time to replace that guy. His theory is that because Muhammad is going to get, this is the most bizarre thing, because of Muhammad is going to get virgins, that Virgin Mary then would qualify. Now, if you have a Catholic background, you and I are going to see differently on this, so I'm saying that ahead of time so you are not offended. This is an evangelical viewpoint, and I don't apologize for that, but I do let you know that so you know what's going on. From an evangelical point of view, I just want to read a couple of scriptures to help Dr. Salam along with what we would call the learning process. Just want to help. That's all. I'm a helper. I'm just here to help people. Matthew 12, 46 and 47, while he was still speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and his brothers were standing outside seeking to speak to him. And they said, behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside to speak to you. Matthew 13, 55, this is the carpenter's son. Is not his mother called Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And when the Sabbath had come, this is Mark 6, 2 through 3, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many listeners were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to him? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? This is just so you can know, there's 10 more of these. And I could just keep going and going. Do we not have a right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles and the brother of the Lord? It's like, okay. See, there is this consistency that Jesus had brothers and sisters. We know there's two sisters because they used the word plural for sisters. He had at least four brothers and two sisters. And even in Matthew, where it says Joseph did not know her until after Jesus was born. That is the biblical knowing. So the idea that Mary continued to be a virgin is non-existent in the Gospels. I understand the Catholic position will say, hey, the Greek translated word could be cousins. The only problem with that is Jesus made it clear in his teachings that he was differentiating between direct blood relative and spiritual relatives. So it's a little weak on the argument side. But that is not what the key issue is. The key issue is the insanity of an Islamic cleric saying something so disturbing, and nobody standing up and going, dude, somebody hit you in the head with the stupid stick. Because that is absolutely flat out ridiculous. And if you want to, and if you are Catholic and you're listening, you understand I'm not trying to offend you. I disagree with you strongly. I do not believe Mary is in any capacity a virgin still. I think that's not how scripture plays out at all. But my argument is not with you. Like, I'll argue with you another day. My argument is with the Islamic cleric who's totally lost it. And what I'm looking for is just anybody, any Christian leader to stand up and go, okay, okay, we're done with this ridiculous. I don't understand any system that you get to alter all of the beliefs on a whim and a fancy dinner. That is fantastical thinking. But it is bizarre beyond belief. And I think it's important for Christians to be aware that when somebody comes up with stuff like this, and if you want this list, I can just tell you right now, you can, you know, a great a great place to get a list of a Christian apologetics on scriptures regarding did Mary have any other children would be a great website is CARM.org, which is Christian Apologetics and Research. You know, there, you know, some legalism, a little bit legalistic on stuff, but their Bible research is stellar. Okay. And so from that point of view, go to CARM.org. And then you find the place where it says, did Mary have other children? At least you can get the scriptures and you can examine them yourself and recognize what's being said and what's being spoken. It is our responsibility to know scripture so well that when somebody says something so ridiculous that it is simple for us to disprove. I'll tell you right now, your job is not to know everything that's false. Your job is to know that which is true. So then that which is false comes, you can immediately identify it. It is not your job to learn every false thing of every false teaching in a fallen world. It is your job to know every truth and know it in and out so that when the false things come, you can immediately point to it and say false. That's how we're supposed to walk. And unfortunately, in this case, I know you're thinking you got to be joking, right? I am absolutely not joking. Go to Breitbart. This is a cleric. Who said, I'm not kidding, who said Muhammad will marry Virgin Mary in heaven. First of all, I cannot believe that the people of the Islamic faith have not turned on this guy and gone after. It's incredible. But number two, it's such a bizarre statement. So unless they're trying to get people to drop out of their college or they're just not feeling relevant in Cairo – I mean, sometimes even I could be at a loss for words. It'll be 40 years in October. Never heard anything quite this bizarre. But my response is simply this. One, I can't stand how evangelicals treat Mary because she was actually favored and chosen of the Lord to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. An honor that no other woman could claim to. The only woman that could even talk to her would be Eve, since she was the mother of all. I mean, those are the only two they can do and go off and have some tea, because there's no other way anybody's going to have that conversation. They're over there, okay? And then the other part of this is, because it's just I don't like that the idea that, oh, Mary, she's still a virgin, and, you know, Joseph, hey, you know, it was nice of you to be born. You married her. You did everything I said. You get nothing out of the deal. You're out. And no, by the way, her excuse, God did this to me and you bought that and that. You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the whole, Joseph got nothing out of this deal. This is a guy that should have got a medal, right? What happened to you? God did this. Oh, sure God did. Where is God living now? Is he down the street in the neighbor's house? I mean, you know. And there's Joseph going, all right. And the Lord going, Joseph, what it really was me. Okay. Take it over here. Okay. I think the Lord rewarded him. That's just my call, my opinion, and 14 verses in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Galatians, and Acts, so stuff like that. All right, we're going to take a short break. I probably won't get fired for that, but I tried to make it clear, know the truth, so that when the lie comes, you can just spot it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. My hat's off to Tugboat Todd doing a great job coordinating the music. We are incorporating, if you have not noticed, my brother's music into more of the show. It just fits. You know, he's a little more similar to me. I'm a little more similar to him. He's a better musician than I am a speaker. So, I mean, that part's fair. And I can't wait to hear his new album. And he is building actually a studio, his second studio in Phoenix, Arizona. And he's put together the studio, and he's got these people working. I mean, he had like the number one Christian studio in Phoenix. And he's putting together this other studio, and he's already got people. They're already lining up. It's like that was a business that I think was – he went through some tough patches and stuff. But I think he's like, I should have done this 10 years ago. It's like we all come into our understanding – what we think is late, but of course what God thinks is at the perfect time. And so I'm really proud of him. He's doing a great job, and he's really, you know, like we did in the very beginning, just poured himself out for the kingdom, and that's everything he's done. And the Lord is rewarding him and blessing him, and I think it's a great thing. And as a brother, I couldn't be prouder. You know, there's a scripture that says, there's a man that sticketh closer to a brother. I often think of that as my own brother many times because he's not the normal brother. Him and I, in the faith together, standing against the family and some of the family not talking to us for 39 plus years and will have nothing to do with us until they perish or until the Lord comes back. The only good thing in there is that between now and then, maybe some of them may get saved. That's all you can hope for and pray. If not, it ain't going to be pretty. All right. To remind you, please, you're welcome to send any kind of email to us, davidspoon@kprz.com. And I really would encourage you to do so. I hope the show is a blessing for you. Like I said, sometime next week we will hit 1,000. I know what the day is. I know what the time is. I'm just waiting on it. And on that day, we're going to give away – I've been given permission by Professor Y, that's our GM, by the way, Dale Hendry, to take a couple things off of Crazy Price Mall and use them as gifts for the 1,000th show. However, it is true that Tugboat Todd said, no matter what you do, if you win, you have to take him along, that you can just pull him along like a tugboat. There you go. All right, today's Facebook post is a classic, It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 words. Do you like long posts? Because this would not be it. Do you like those really short posts? You're going to love this. And the point behind it is huge. Now, this is what we would call, we just call one of the best prayers ever.
Town, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Town.
You can play that again. That's pretty funny.
Town, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
All right. Now, what is important about understanding what the best prayers ever is? It's not one of the prayers in the Bible. Those are the best prayers. They're recorded prayers. Come on. I mean, those are the greatest prayers. They're recorded. They've been around for thousands of years, and they have been spoken by millions of people. So, you know. Then you might think, well, the sinner's prayer. Well, there's no technical sinner's prayer. There is a modification in Psalm 51 of what we call the sinner's prayer, plus a modification of Revelation chapter 3 for the church at Laodicea, which, of course, was to Christians when Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. That wasn't to non-believers. That was to believers, just so you can understand that differential, okay? But this prayer is beautiful and great in its simplicity. It's beautiful and it's great in its simplicity, and that, my friends, is hugely important. Here is the prayer. Ready? Are you ready? I mean, here we go. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, with the Holy Spirit, please help. Amen. All right, you get that? Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, with the Holy Spirit, please help. Amen. You got everything covered. You're praying to the Father in the name of the Son with help from the Holy Spirit, right? That's covered. You're praying in Jesus' name, I-J-I-J-N, important to do, in Jesus' name. Why? Because God responds based on compassion and mercy, and there's no greater portion of compassion and mercy than that which comes through Jesus Christ. Pretty straightforward. That's why Jesus said, John 16:24, ask in my name, ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. He wasn't kidding. That's what you do. So we pray to Heavenly Father. We know who it is. Give him respect. Heavenly Father. It's nothing wrong with saying dad, but I'm just using this prayer. So I say, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, with help from the Holy Spirit. So you got the Trinity in play. You know what's going on. You're to the Father, you know, through the Son, with the Spirit. Get that? To the Father, through the Son, with the Spirit. And here's the big prayer. Please, which is a polite way of speaking, help, which is what we all need. Now, you might want to add a whole bunch of things to that, and I don't blame you for that. I, in any capacity, I do not in any fashion blame you for wanting to add to that. But you don't need to add to that in order for God to know what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying by that? I don't know what that sound was, but it sounded pretty erupting. You don't need to tell God everything. Now, here's the reason why. Because he knows. You see, that's the great thing about God. When you go and you pray to God, he's not going, well, what's the lowdown? I don't get it. What's the download? Where are we at? How's it? I don't understand what's going on. That's not what happens when you pray. When you're praying, you're spending time with God, which is what he wants. And he lets you go on, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't like formulas. That's not impressive to him, right? I will pray this way. This is how I will do that. I am a robot. None of that's good. What's good is when you're just honest, earnest, and with him. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, with the Holy Spirit, please help. And then the amen means so be it. That's your little faith kicker. That is, in fact, one of the best prayers ever. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 70-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise 1210 AM KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Pastor Ray Bentley said the world is not falling apart. The world is falling into place. You're invited to the Convergence Prophecy Conference the weekend of January 28th at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego with Ann Graham Lotz, Tom Doyle, Robert Mawiri, Bill Koenig, and Pastor Ray Bentley. See what the Bible says about the times in which we live. It's a free event, the Convergence Prophecy Conference, the weekend of January 28th. Details at maranathachapel.org.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy.